May God's Spirit be upon us today as we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know the story? There was Juan Diego, Conatrid and Rai, went to the bishop and said, there was a lady on a hill, told me you should build a church on that place. So the bishop said, go back to that lady and tell her, I need a sign that it's really the Mother of God. So Juan Diego came back, and on his cloak, there were roses. Placed the roses at the foot of the bishop, and then the bishop saw there was an image printed on the cloth. That's Our Lady of Guadalupe. This one is also very nice, but it's not like the picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe. First, she looked like an Indian. The Incas and the Mayas, like Juan Diego. Not the blonde, very white. Second, they used atomic microscopes to look at the image. It was not painted by brush because that could easily be seen. And there are a lot of things I would like to tell you about Our Lady of Guadalupe. Only one other thing. If you look at the eyes, the iris, the retina, there are a lot of images there. How can, that was 1600. How can an artist paint a lot of things there that could only be seen by an atomic microscope? So the bishop built a big church there, a lot of pilgrims, millions of them through the years, Our Lady of Guadalupe. But what I would like to tell you today is that the image brought many people to God. How can we bring young people to God? The first slide I would like to show you is a young girl already going into the metaverse. That's already virtual reality. Okay. We should not force the young people to live in our world. Ayaw na nila ng mga painting, dyan sila, dyan natin proclaim yung gospel. And that is why we're training the seminarians to enter into that world. Second slide, that's me with an Oculus Quest 2. Virtual reality na yan. I'm teaching cosmology about the universe, philosophy of nature to seminarians. And I let them use the virtual VR equipment. They travel through the International Space Station. Pero luma na yung itim. The third slide, just the other day, our VR experts, mga programmers, web developers, came and showed me the latest Oculus Quest, already 2. Because I told them, I got a grant from the DepEd, ALS, circulatory system. I told them, I would like the school dropouts, yung mga taga-ALS, using VR equipment to travel through the arteries and into the heart. Could see the ventricles, the right ventricle, the left auricles. Oh, grabe. It's a different world. It's immersive.
it's 3D.
So I'm hoping that just like the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe for the 1600s, I will also be able to do works of art, digital art, so that these two little boys will be brought closer to God. Nakapula pa, pagdasal natin yan. Yun ang mga tinatarget ko dahil digital natives na yun eh. They could not imagine the world without cell phones and they are already playing games before they can walk. How can you preach the gospel to them? So the fourth slide is a painting by Joey Velasco. The Last Supper, pero yung mga bata ang andyan. Also brought a lot of young people to God. Na mahal pala kami ni Jesus. Hindi matatandang mga apostles ang nakalagay diyan nakisalo sa ganya, kundi kami. And they were based on real people. So, ano kaya? Kung, here's reading. Kung magturo tayo ng catechism sa mga yan, yung mga bata pa, yung mga digital natives, may VR equipment. Pagkatapos itong, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head, a crown of 12 stars. Doon, sa outer space. Andun ang mga bata. Makikita nila yan. Papaliwanag na yan yung reading sa chapter 11 ng from the book of Revelation. Ano kaya kung yung mga bata nag-aaral ng catechism, naka-VR equipment, Oculus Quest 2, pagkatapos, andun sila, immersive, 3D, 3 dimensions. Tapos sasabihin ng anghel, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Can we bring them closer to God? Please pray for me. I think I'm the only one trying to do this. Of course, I studied electronics engineering, so it's just a continuation. Please pray for me. Because in order to communicate to these young guys, imagine my grandnephew is a Roblox expert. 5 years old. Kinukulit yung daddy niyang doktor na punta tayo kay Papa Father sa Christ the King. Gusto kong nakikita niyo yung mga post ko eh. Naiingit na ay sabi ko maliit pa yung ulo mo Benedict eh. Hindi pa magkasya yung 5 years old. Already dreaming of virtual reality and going into immersive. What I would like you to pray today is that people like me who would like to bring children and young people today, digital natives of Christ, will also be like Mary. Sabi ng poet, and oh, marvelous, that we shall, our hearts, sabi niya, shall become new Nazareth, kagaya ng sa gospel ngayon, chapter 1, 26 to 38 of the Gospel of St. Luke. We will become like Mary. And our hearts will become like new Nazareth, where we shall conceive Christ morning, noon, and night. Paano natin maipahayag ang pagmamahal ng Diyos? Pagmamahal ni Jesus. Paano natin maipahayag na Mary is Queen of Heaven and Earth using the tools of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, artificial intelligence, blockchain technology, para yung mga bata na yan, mapalapit natin sa Diyos? Isa lang, New Nazareth. The Holy Spirit should come upon us and the power of the Most High shall overshadow us. And then, Maski ano pang pagbabago dyan, maski ano pang mga digital natives dyan, gagamitin natin ang tools if the Holy Spirit has come upon us. If the Holy Spirit, the power of the Most High has overshadowed us. Balik tayo doon sa upod ng gospel. Puso mo, maging bagong Nazareth. Bawat sandali, pinaglilihim mo si Jesus kagaya ng nangyari sa unang annunciation. During the benediction, that is in honor of the Holy Spirit. That is what we should pray for. That all of us shall be overshadowed by the power of the Most High, and the Holy Spirit should come upon us.